My next-to-last message for the series on the Gospel Invitation deals with the crown of thorns. Let me take the time before I get into the message itself to acquaint us with the history of it. Let me take you to, we have the, this is a statue of Jesus, but I chose it because of the emphasis on the thorns. There's a thing you should know about, if you were punctured by a thorn on your arm, the way the body reacts is that the fluid that the cells lose makes the skin collapse down on itself. It closes the wound and prepares it for the clotting procedure. If it happens on the head, which the skin is stretched over our skull, it doesn't have that opportunity to collapse and close. And especially when you have thorns that are lodged in the skin, running along the skull and tearing the skin. Any movement, any twisting, and those things open up again. The blood flows for a long, long time, the pain.